Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? I'm back at it again. Peter Richardson, live to you on Saving the Athletes, respectfully on Blog Talk Radio Network. Hey, today is Fruitful Friday. Have you ever caught a cramp or a Charlie horse? And that pain just been so disturbing, you just call out to God and you just want it to pass. But you know one thing, it will pass eventually. So that's what we're talking about today, Fruitful Friday. After we get to Come Stars with One Republic. Let's go.
Yo, I'm back at it again. Hope you guys enjoyed that One Republic. We are counting stars. And once again, Peter Richardson live on Blog Talk Radio. Thanking our athletes respectfully, which means for Soul Radio. And woo, I'm back for Fruitful Fridays. Man, it's been a couple months that I came back at you guys, but I found it to cut it off in season two early and start up in season three because I'm coming to you live. Yes, I say live, straight out of Dallas, Texas, baby. Coming down here, man, I decided to spread my wings and soar. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm bringing you today, Fruitful Fridays. Man, have you ever caught a trolley horse? Some people call it a trolley horse. Some people call it a cramp. That's what I'm bringing. That's what I'm bringing to you today, man. Because you know when you get that pain and you catch that cramp, that there's no. I've seen big man fall like leaves from a tree. If you know what I'm saying, that. But I'm just saying. But coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, and let's bring you guys some weather, man. It feels like it's 71, but it's actually kind of dripping a little bit. I was out doing me a little running around, taking care of my errands this morning, and it was sprinkling, man. But it feels like it's 71 right now. It's 8:35 in the a.m. But later on today, we got a high of 84 degrees. Man, that's not too hot. It's not too cold. But for you guys that work outdoors, I mean, that's actually pretty good weather. But if you're working indoors and you decide to go outside and go to the gym, make sure you take your raincoat. Because there is a 10% chance of rain, but we also got a low of 68. But the way it's looking right now, but you know how Texas weather is. You know how Texas weather is. You never know. So it's really a 50-50 chance. But later on tonight, there's no percentage of rain. It just got a low, partly cloudy of 68 degrees. We got a high of 84 degrees, which coming to you straight up out of Dallas, Texas. So everybody down in the Lone Star State. In this Dallas area, hey, you might not need your jacket because 68 is not too bad, especially the way this summer is going. You probably don't forgot where your jacket is anyway. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about fuel for Friday. Have you ever, like for all the football players out there, if you might not have hydrated enough. Some of the basketball players, you know, you might not have hydrated enough. You might not have drunk your 8 glasses of water a day, or you might not have drunk your Gatorade or your Powerade, whatever you want to call it, to hydrate yourself in some of the track stores. And this is how I'm going to relate trolley horses and crimps into the game of life. Because depending on your circumstances or your work ethic, why may be the reason why you catch that crimp. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do your stretching, if you don't hydrate right, if you don't listen to your coach, which means in life, if you don't listen to your parents, you will go through some pain. Go through some pain. But that don't mean you gotta stop, and that don't mean you gotta tense up. That don't mean you gotta quit. That just means you gotta have faith and just know that pain is gonna eventually come. It has came just so it can pass. Just like a trolley horse. When you catch that trolley horse, man, I remember I was in the 11th grade. First game of my high school season, man, we was playing, McAllister, Oklahoma. You know, I went to Muskogee High School. We played against McAllister, Oklahoma, and them guys took the first kickoff back straight. Soon as first kickoff of the season, dude just ran it back on us, you know, and scored a touchdown. And I was like, nah, this ain't gonna happen to us. And I ended up, you know, blocking the field goal right after. But what I'm trying to say, make a long story short, I ended up running for, 178 and scored 5 touchdowns in 3 quarters. But in the midst of all that, my last play of that game, I remember catching the cramp in both of my calves, just tensed up on me. And, ooh, that's a feeling that I'll never want to feel again. And I tell you what, I never cramped up another game of that football season. And I probably say I never cramped up a game in my life, but that's why I'm bringing you this message, because them cramps, I call it valuable lessons during high school of how to take care of my body and how I could continue to soar through high school, how I ended up eventually getting numerous of scholarships and ended up playing in the next level, in the D1 collegiate level for the NCAA, for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. So what I'm trying to say is, once I caught that cramp, man, one thing I did know that it couldn't last forever. One thing I did know that it could not last forever. So I sat there down on that football field, and boy, no, stop. You know what I'm saying? And the point I'm trying to make is, when you go through trials and tribulations in life, sometimes that humbles you. Most people want to act like they can do it by themselves, so most people don't want the help. Some people are just too stubborn. You know, I'm not going to say I'm perfect. I'm not going to say I'm not stubborn, you know. And some people are stubborn, and they some people are fall, and just because they too scared to, like, hey, bro, or hey, mom, hey, dad, you know, I'm kind of going through some things. You think you can give me some help out? You know, some people some people don't not really too fond of that. Some people's pride is too high. But you know, a man's worst downfall is his ego. You know what I'm saying? So check yourself before you wreck yourself. But what I'm trying to say is that Charlie Horse is when I caught it, I was begging and pleading. I was, no, God. Man, please, never again. You know, but in the back of my mind, I knew eventually that it would come to pass. It has came to pass. So once the coaches took me over to the sideline, and then from the sideline, I got to see my best friend go in. He got the opportunity to do work. So which means is I could no longer perform at no level at all. So my best friend went in there, and he went in there, and he did his thing. And then he ended up eventually cramping up, because I can tell you one thing, man, it was really hot. When I tell you hot, woo, that Oklahoma weather is no joke. It is no joke. But he went in there, but he cramped up, but he went back out on the field. His cramps wasn't as bad as mine. At least it didn't seem to be, because both of my calves was just, ooh, it was torn out. And plus, I've already had my stats for the day, so the coach decided just to go ahead and just let me sit down. But it wasn't until recently until I understood about cramps and going through pain, going through trials and tribulations, all of that. So I really understood it, and I really broke it down. Man, it took me some time to get by myself and to really go through some things personally until I really was like, man, going through things is kind of like having a cramp in life. You're cramping on my style. Adversity, you cramping, you're knocking at the door. But I tell you one thing, you hear what Babe Ruth say, it's hard to beat a man that never gives up. And you miss every shot that you don't take. You miss every shot that you don't take. And the key is to simplify it. If you see a pretty girl walking down the street and you want to holler at her, you want to get to know her and see what she's talking about, and you don't say nothing, well, you just shot your own self in the foot. That's the best way that I can put it, that you miss every shot that you don't take. So take a risk. The bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. Let me say that again. Bigger the risk, bigger the reward. So don't cramp on your own style. Go ahead and take that risk. Do what you want to do. As long as your heart is into it, you can do it. You can do anything you want to do in this world as long as you stay positive and keep faith in God, whomever you may call your God is, because in my opinion, at the end of the day, there's only one God, there's one maker, but we all come from different cultures. We all come from different backgrounds. We all receive a message in a different shape, way, or form. So go ahead, and I'm not knocking on nobody's religions. I'm not knocking on nobody's nothing, but go ahead and just keep your faith and go to where you can get that word and be uplifted and go ahead and make it do what you do, as long as it makes you a better person. So don't judge. He who judges not should be judged first. So you know what I'm saying? And I got that from DMX. Yeah, I know he got it from the Bible, but hey, before I went and read it in the Bible, I got it from DMX. So that made me go get into the Bible. But who's to say me getting that from DMX and then going to the Bible is wrong? So that just proves the point to what I'm trying to say. But that's talking about cramps and cramping on your style. Don't cramp on your own style. When you get that cramp, you start to, and like I say, it puts some tall people down. They fall like leaves falling from the tree. And some makes fall to one knee. And when we feel that pain, that's when most people want to turn to God. It's like when I was watching an interview with Mike Tyson. He's like, you know, he was the youngest heavyweight undisputed champion of the world, top flight security Craig of the world. But yeah, Mike Tyson was the youngest heavyweight champion of the world. And I was watching the interview with him, and he was like, man, sometimes when you be on top, you forget about God. It's like you get going, and you got everybody on you. Everybody want a piece of you. Everybody pulling from here, pulling from there. You know, and this guy was only 18, knocking people out, knocking grown men out with families. How would you feel if you were a 33-year-old with a family getting knocked out by a kid, somebody who ain't even old enough to go into a bar and get a drink? How would that make you feel? But look at it from Mike Tyson's perspective. He got people pulling on him everywhere. I could see where he was like, being on top can turn you away from God, especially when you didn't have no concrete upbringing, didn't have two parents in the home, and it's not most people. You don't even really got to have two parents in the home. Just as long as you was brought up by a strong parent and was able to who helped you pinpoint people out in this world and helped you get a firm foundation, which to me is the key to success. So all you parents out there who got these kids growing up, man, get in them early. Get in them early. You know, find out who their coaches are. Find out who their teachers are. You know, because they spend more time with your kid than anybody else. So get at them early, because if you don't get at them early, somebody else will, and who knows? I've seen so many young kids grow up these days who were superb athletes in elementary, who were superb athletes in middle school, who were superb athletes in junior high, then superb athletes in high school. But in the midst of all that, what I come to find out in these years I've been living on this earth, this beautiful earth, kids that was who was best in elementary was not the best kids in middle school. The kids that I've seen that was best in middle school was not the best kids in high school. You want to know why? Most of them got hooked on drugs. Most people was out there getting hooked up, you know, having sex, you know, because they was good at a sport, and that's thing you know, they get around people who they think they friends, and that's thing you know, they around drinking Bud Light at the age of 16, out there rolling joints at the age of 15, walking up and down the street with the pants hanging down low. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get to these kids early. And then for the people in high school, they want to blame it on the coach. They want to blame it on this. They want to blame it on that instead of taking responsibility of why they really didn't make it to the next level. But I'll tell you one thing. Well, that's why you got to get to them early, parents. You got to get to them, because if you don't get to them, like I said, somebody else will, and they're going to catch their cramping on their lifestyle at an early age. And then that's why most people get stuck at home. And get stuck at home, I'm trying to tell you. I mean, I love Muskogee, Oklahoma to death, but it's strictly in my review. So, parents, get to them early. And you might be going through a cramp yourself. That's just more of a reason to help your kid get up out of that lifestyle, you know, or just whatever it is. Help them so they can help you eventually. Not only help you, help out the community, help out the state, help out the nation. Let's not be selfish. We might not change the world, but that don't mean we can't spark the flame that somebody else can change the world. Let's not be selfish. Let's not let that crimp stop us. Because if you get better, your household gets better. Your household gets better, your community gets better. Your community gets better, your city gets better. The city, then the state, it's a domino effect. We can't be selfish. We can't let cramps, people catch cramps every day. Some people call them trolley horses, like I was saying. They catch cramps every day. But you know in your head, that trolley horse or that cramp is not going to last all day. It's not going to last all day. So that's one thing why your breathing gets hard. Your breathing gets hard. And then you start to slow it down. You start to breathe. Everything starts to get back calm. And next thing you know, you might have somebody, you might have a voice right there. You might have your friend. You might have your coach. You might have anybody. It could be somebody who you don't even like help you out. It could be somebody you don't even like help you out. But you, like, breathe. Next thing you know, if you had it in your hamstring, it's like, well, if you're like me, you got it in your craft, then you start to breathe, and then you start to stretch it. Stretching it out, little bit by little bit. Next thing you know, you if it was in your legs, you're standing up. And then next thing you know, you start to take that first step. And then you're like, ooh, and then the first person you look at is that person that helps you. You look them right in their eye, and you're like, woo-wee. Like I said, man, I see some cramps. I've seen some cramps make some big man fall like leaves on the tree. I've seen them fall. And everybody who plays sports, I know I'm not the only one. Because them Charlie horses, them cramps, ain't, you know, shoot, there's no joke. But you know, once you get them, and then you start to breathe, and then you put some ice on it, and you just rub it around. Or sometimes it's not even you putting ice on yourself, but somebody helping you. And you don't care where that help comes from. Only thing you care about is getting better. Once you worry about and care about getting better every day, like I say, soar every day, then you will become successful. Then that's when you understand everybody who comes into your life is an addition to your life. Whether somebody is filling you up with wisdom, somebody is telling you what to do, but it with the right perspective, and somebody is talking to you, you're not really feeling what they say, then they're telling you what not to do. So either way it goes, everyone is an addition to your life. Whether it's your friend's mom, or whether it's your coach, whether it's the opponent team, you know, whether somebody make a bad play or a bad call while they playing sports, whether it's somebody who made a bad decision, and whether it's somebody who made a bad decision in life, why take advice from somebody who always done things right? I'm not saying it's wrong I'm not saying don't take advice from people who've always got it right, but it's okay to listen to somebody who's been incarcerated. It's okay to listen to somebody who got hooked on drugs. It's okay to talk to that bum on the street, because I tell you one thing, he can tell you what not to do. So when you catch that Charlie horse in life, you're able to see that coming. You're able to breathe. You're able to slow that breathing down. Like, have you ever just ran? Like I tell you one thing, man. Yesterday, ran for 25 minutes straight on the treadmill. I got a goal that I'm going to meet. Ran for 25 minutes straight. My goal is to run for a whole hour. But then I ended up exceeding my goal yesterday. I'm going from 25 to 26. But I had to slow my breathing down there for you track guys out there, for the football, basketball, no matter what sport it is out there. You know, once that heart rate get up, you got to take slow, deep breaths to slow it down, because you go through a little pain. You might get that pain in your side, you know, and then it's just like you want to lean to the other side, you know, but you don't want to speed that breath. You don't want to speed your breath up, because you're going to get more time. So you take long and deep breaths and inhale, exhale. And then, I mean, that's just something that you really got to do. That's a smart thing to do. So what I'm saying is, take advice from those who are incarcerated, you know, so you know what not to do. For somebody who ain't never been to no trouble, who ain't never did no wrong, man, it's hard to believe sometimes, because some people want to walk around like they perfect, you know, and they ain't, and you know, that they stuff don't stink. Sometimes they be the worst people. I mean, let's look at Jesus and the disciples. I mean, everybody, he didn't go hang out. He didn't go hang out with the rich folks. You know, why hang out with somebody who don't need a doctor? But anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and go to a song break. I got PDP, the AKA Ricky DJ, got a few songs that he really about to play. Michael Jackson and Why You Gotta Be So Rude. So after this 2-song break, I'm coming at you again, talking about cramps. Charlie horses, yes. Today is August 1st. Fruitful Fridays, baby. Soar every day.
Right now, you're about to experience going live in the mix on Soar Radio by PDP. Right now, we got Love Never Felt So Good by the King of Pop himself, Michael Jackson. Featuring Justin Timberlake, so just sit back and relax your feet. If you're going to work, hey, you about to go to work in a good mood. Love Never Felt So Good.
love, my friend. So no still means no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway. Marry you anyway. No matter what you say. Marry that girl. And we'll be a family. Why you gotta be so rude? Why you gotta be so rude? Why you gotta be so rude?
Why you gotta be so rude? Oh, man, that's probably the one of my favorite songs for the summer, man. Shout out to Mr. Magic about making that song rude. Also, Love Never Felt So Good by the King of Pop himself, Mr. Michael Jackson. Yeah, buddy, two of my favorite songs for the summer this year. But what I was talking about before the song break was, have you ever caught a cramp? Or some people call it a Charlie horse. And for you people who don't know or who have never caught a Charlie horse or a cramp, man, may God bless you because you are one lucky individual. But what happens is whenever you don't drink or you don't have enough fluid in your body, and then you start and then you go to go run, or some people catch them in their sleep whenever they're not even doing nothing. But it happens whenever you don't handle your hydration right. But most common people that catches Charlie horses are cramps. Besides females, you know, but that's a whole different type of cramps. Which a whole different type of pain, which I really feel for you ladies. I really commend you for going through that, but that's just something part of being a lady. Well, back to the athletes and for the normal people out there in the world, talking to my fellas out there, everybody has a little kid and everybody has a little king in them. But I just wanted to throw that out there. But for the people who have caught me cramps or don't know what cramps is, that's just what happens when your muscles just go, balls up in a tight little ball. Balls up in a tight little ball, and then it feels like that you can't move. It feels like you can't talk. It feels like you can't walk. Well, you know you can't walk, especially if you got it in your foot. One time I also caught a cramp in my foot. I got it out before it just balled up. You know what I'm saying? So which means sometimes you see something coming, then you're able to maneuver yourself in a way to dodge that little pain. Because after that first time, like I was telling you before the break, once I caught that cramp when I was in 11th grade in high school in both of my calves, you know, I understood that what it felt like to get a cramp. So I remember one time after a football game, I was laying in bed, and then I go to curl up my feet. Because, you know, when you're laying in bed and you just chilling, especially after you just perform so well in the game, and you just going right back over it, and that thing, you know, you're just trying to get comfortable in bed, and you end up going to curl in your feet, and you go, nobody. Sure, like, like it almost got me, but I got to it first. So something like that's just like in life. And I'm going to tell you when you get the Charlie horse, when you get that cramp, or what to do. This is what you do this is what you do in the game of life. Whenever you go through some hardships and when you go through some adversity. But let me tell you, I know a little bit about adversity. I know a little bit about hardships. Everything has not been so peachy and clean in my life, even though sometimes it might seem like it is, because I walk around with a big smile on my face with my shoulders back riding from the back in the Cadillac. It's like I ain't got no Cadillac, but one of my friends does. Hey, but yeah, this is what you do when you catch that cramp, when you go through a hardship. First of all, I know it sounds easy to say, and most people say it all day, every day. It stay positive. You stay positive in your talking. You stay positive in your walking. While you're at work, you stay positive. While you're with your friend, you stay positive. But when you go through the hardship, that's something that's hard to do. Some people are telling you what they done, these accomplishments, and all this and that. Somebody might have went 4-for-4 in a baseball game. Somebody might have scored 5 or 6 touchdowns in a football game. Or somebody might have got employee of the month. Or somebody just found $20 on the road. But you sitting up there struggling to pay your bills. You sitting up there struggling. You sitting there, your girlfriend might have broke up with you. And sometimes one of your exes might have just got married, and that could have been a great white buffalo. And sometimes your car might have caught a flat, or just you don't matter what it is. And somebody telling you all this good news, you just talk about, man, I ain't even trying to hear this right now. But you're trying to keep a smile on your face anyway because you want to stay positive. Because who wants to be around a negative person? Who wants to be around somebody who's throwing a pity party for themselves? Nobody wants to be around somebody that's throwing a pity party for themselves, because a negative person is somebody who I do not want to be around. But I will be lying if I told you I've never been negative in my life, and I'll be lying if I told you I've always been positive in my life. But this is what you do whenever you get that Charlie horse, whenever you get that cramp. Number one, you stay positive. Even though it's really hard for you to do, even though it's really hard for you to stay, even though it's really hard for you to go positive all day, sometimes, hey, you got to humble yourself. And whenever y'all say humble yourself, you got to get before God. You got to get before God, like I said earlier before the break. It don't matter who your God is. You got to give yourself up. You came in this world alone, but hey, you were born. You know, your mother gave birth to you. You know, somebody gave birth to her, which means we come from a higher power, which means you got to humble yourself. You got to get on your knees and pray. You got to do what you got to do, because you are not almighty. You are not God. You will never be God. So that don't mean you should walk around and try to act like God. You know, don't try to walk around and act like you above everybody else, because sometimes that's what brings you down to those low points, because you're walking around acting like your stuff don't stink, and then thinking you can't get hurt, thinking you can't do this, thinking you can't go broke, thinking you can't do whatever it is, because things happen, thinking you can never get cancer, thinking you can never catch a cramp. But hey, next thing you know, God humbles you, and He finds certain ways to humble you. And everybody has a habit. Everybody has something. Nobody in this world is peachy clean. So number one, stay positive. Then you got to get yourself in a room. Be by yourself. If you're a social person, you always got to be around somebody. That's a negative right there. If you always got to be around somebody, that means you're getting glory, you're getting power, you're getting love. From somebody else instead of getting love from within and being able to be by yourself. So you got to stay positive. You got to give yourself up to God. You got to humble yourself. You got to get in the room. Some people call it meditate. Just like, I don't know if there's any rap fans out there, but have you ever heard the song "I Just Want to Meditate" by Big Crit? Man, if you ain't never heard it, you ought to listen to it. And for the people who don't really condone the rap, you probably don't know nothing about rap, because I listen to everything. I don't see a limit. I don't discriminate. I don't hate. I only congratulate and tell them to get on about the way, because I'm trying to go get mine too. You know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, you stay positive. You humble yourself. You get before God. And that's what happens whenever you come from your style. And it's just like I said, it's really hard to stay positive. And this is one thing that I've come to find out, just as I've been wanting to go work out at this gym. And I go work out at Fitness Connection, man, down here in Arlington, Texas. And I tell you, boy, I'm really a firm believer everything happens for a reason. Sometimes you got to talk to strangers. That's what I was meaning when everybody is an addition to your life. You got to talk to strangers, because I'm not saying like just go off and talk to anybody, especially if you're a good-looking male or you're a good-looking female. You know, sometimes people try to take advantage of you, so you really got to pay attention to who you talk to and who you tell your things to. That just goes to a firm, secure upbringing, which means, like I was talking to the parents earlier, you got to get to your kids early, because they got to know how to pick them snakes out. That's why you got to keep that grass low. Keep that grass low, because you never know what a snake is. You never know when a snake is creeping up and going to try to bite you. Sometimes the closest can hurt you the most, and that's why I hurt the most. That's what I'm saying. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, but I say keep your enemies close and your friends closer, because you never know who be scheming. But like I was saying, number one, you stay positive. Number two, you humble yourself before God. Three, you get yourself, just get alone in a room. Get along in the room, and you just talk to him. Talk to him. If you're looking for that passion, what's your hobbies? What are you doing in your free time? What are you doing for free? What are you doing for free? Most of the times, our hobbies turn into passions. It wasn't until. I want to say 2012 is when I really come to find out about speaking. Yes, I used to talk a lot. People would come to me for advice, but then it wasn't until I really started to pay attention to where I would start making, you know, people quiver and just get that look in your eye, in their eye, just look in my eye. And then I was just like, man, you know what? Man, took me to go through a lot of stuff. So I really just humbled myself and sat down in front of God and was like, yo, you know what, God? Man, you got me. I give up. You got got me. I don't know what else to do, man. I had the scholarship. I done went to Disney World. I done did everything I feel like he's been calling me to do. Suffered a papilledema. That's symptoms of a brain tumor, but no brain tumor was there. It's like I understand that I was blessed. Instead of looking at what I didn't have, I started to look at what I did have, which means don't you count your blessings. Count your blessings. Because if you wake up, there's somebody else that didn't wake up. Cherish that moment. Cherish that life. That's the part that should keep you to stay positive. So whenever you're around your partners, whenever you're around your friends, your colleagues, your coworkers, your mama, your daddy, your cousins, sisters, uncle, everybody, when you're around everybody, and they tell you all the good things happening in their life, but you understand, you just walk to work. Just be happy you were able to walk to work. Still keep a smile on your face, no matter what. Still keep a smile on your face. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. I know it's rough. I know your stomach might be touching your back. I know you ain't got no gas to get inside your car. I know you barely made rent. I know you barely did this. But just think about it. If you get it in your head and you count your blessings, stay positive, humble yourself before God, and talk to strangers. You know, I'm talking about talk to strangers in a positive way, and not let them come to you and try to negotiate or get you into doing something wrong. You're gonna be all right. This is how I live my life. I stay positive, keep it simple, and I always try to do right. I always try to do right. And then you gotta not only just pray, but you got to understand when God is talking to you. You got to understand when God is talking to you. Because sometimes you can hear a voice, or you can feel like something is a sign, or you can feel like, oh, yeah, this is it right here, God. But how do you know that's even God if you never really sit down and talk to him? How do you know? There's a difference between praying and a difference between knowing who is talking to you. So you got to really signify that out. I would be lying to you if I was like, man, you know, there's decisions that I made where I thought I was listening to God. There's been times where I felt like it was a sign that I was supposed to do this and do that, and I did that, and it was like, woo, I don't think I'll listen to the right voice. Like, for real. So you got to understand who is talking to you. Because sometimes it can lead you astray. And next thing you know, you done caught a cramp, Charlie horse, which means you're going through a different kind of pain. But I tell you, go through a different kind of pain. You know, pain, adversity causes some people to break. Others, it causes people to break records. So what you going to do? You got two types of people in this world, two people that want to see you make it, two people that know that you can make it. You got two people that just waiting, looking at chops and say, man, I knew you was going to mess it up. Which one are you going to do? So you might as well get to that, prove that little kid right who seen you while you was performing in high school, who knew you was going to do it, who knew you was going to go to college and do it, who knew you was going to go to the pros and do it. And if you don't go to the pros, then you owe that kid something. You get back to that kid. You tell that kid what you didn't do right. You go tell that kid, I should have done this. Get your grades up. Have a backup plan. When you get in this career, your boss treat you like this. You don't say this to this boss. You don't say that to that boss. If you got kids at home, you don't get in fights at work. You don't go off on your boss. Just like in sports, you can't fight during sports besides hockey. When somebody call you out your name or call your mama name in sports, all of my athletes out there can relate to this, especially my black athletes. When somebody end up calling us the N-word, then we want to pop off and retaliate. But in the sports world, we can't do that. So same thing in your job field. If somebody don't like you, don't be talking about, man, just, well, let's go fuck out. Let's go handle this, especially when you got kids. Don't be doing that. The best way you get back at somebody, kill them with success. Kill them with success. Kill them with success. That's what I'm talking about. Man, don't let nobody get up under your skin. Don't let nobody see you break. Just like I say, when you get to that cramp in life, whenever you get that Charlie horse, man, you stay positive, you humble yourself before God, and then you humble yourself, and then you know what? You keep going. You stay strong. You soar. If you want more, keep doing it. Do you. Don't keep playing, but start praying. Let me say that again. Don't keep playing, but start praying. When it get real, yeah, it get real. One thing promised to us, two things promised us in this life, if we want to do things right, that's one thing is death, and the other is bills. You got to take care of both of them. And if you, when I say take care of both of them, how you take care of your bills? You stay positive. You got to make money. If you don't make money, you can't do nothing. And when I say take care of death, you got to do what's right. Because who knows when them gates open, we all want to go to heaven, but we all don't want to live like we want to go to heaven. But I know that we say we all want to go to heaven, but we all of us are born sinners. That's why he died for us. We are born sinners. We never going to be God, but that don't mean we should never walk around and try to do what's right all the time. Don't be scheming. Don't be that little snake who trying to manipulate somebody. There's manipulators out there. There's some schemers out there. Some people who you think is good people could be just some of the people who don't really want you to succeed. Who they want something that you got. See, there's some athletes can really maybe we can relate to, because sometimes, like, you got some boosters, you got some people who want to put some money in your pocket, you got people that work at car dealerships who want to help you get into a ride, you got coaches who want to give you something. You never know who's really out for you. That's why the parents, like, once again, it starts when they're young. That's that foundation, baby. How can you have a strong house without no firm foundation? I helped my auntie build the house when I was at a very young age. I had nothing to know about a foundation, but we had to lay that foundation before we laid that brick down. Before we laid down a firm foundation, we had to get some good soil. But that was something that they did on their own. Now I understand soil, baby. Soil. You got to get some firm ground. There's something that's going to grow from. You know, there's something that's going to grow from. Everything starts with that seed. Everybody wants to harvest. But first, before the harvest comes, it's that seed. So just like when I talk about saving when I ask you respectfully, which stands for soar, I exploit that inner seed in you that wants to do better, that wants to be better, that's wanting to do great things and keep going. You know what I'm saying? So don't give up. If you want more, you got to soar. And just know, stay positive. Humble yourself before God. Get in the room. Pray. But when you get in that room, understand which voice is talking to you. When you catch that cramp, when you get that Charlie horse, man, that's not a time to break, but it's a time to break records. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm gonna leave y'all with today. But I'm telling you guys, hey, humble yourself and pray. When adversity comes, don't break, but break records. I'm telling you, you'll surprise yourself. And there's two types of people in this world: people that want to see you fail. Some people just know you can do it. Which one you want to feed? And just remember this: positive things happen to positive people. So I'm going to leave on that note and think about it. Monday, I'm coming at you again. Motivational Mondays. Man, Motivational Mondays. We're starting the week off next week. We're gonna start the week off next week. Hey, 30, I'm coming at you again. Motivational Mondays. Stay with us respectfully. My name is Peter The Rock Richardson. Man, it's really been my pleasure. And I cannot let you guys leave without listening to my theme song, I Came to Win, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna. Man, I see you guys next week. The next week. Don't forget to soar, baby, if you want more.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love, to love. Yo, I wish today it would rain all day. Maybe that'll kind of make the pain go away. Trying to forgive you for abandoning me. Praying, but I think I'm still an angel away. Away, yeah, strange in a way. Maybe that is why I chase strangers away. They got their guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. May, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire.
Babylon. I am not a girl that could ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got no motherfucking time to fear. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
This life I came to win, survive, prosper, thrive, to blood, to blood.
Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. I came to win. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for it.
I came to win. To fight. To conquer. To thrive. I came to win. To survive. To prosper. To rise.